For quite some time now, experiential marketing has evolved into an important strategy. While classic marketing with product catalogs and print ads used to be the norm, today it is increasingly guerrilla marketing activities, roadshows, social media and influencers that are driving target-oriented marketing and an authentic brand message. So products are no longer advertised to satisfy existing demands, but by stimulating consumers' desires. But what do consumers want in times of universal prosperity with needs that are already satisfied? According to Abraham Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs, the human psyche is ultimately intent on achieving self-actualization. Every human being is an individual and wants to be seen and treated as such. This takes place through the development of his or her talents, creativity, and potentials. This is exactly where experience marketing comes in. So, what do Starbucks, Red Bull, and Nike have in common? They all sell products with experiences and emotions as additional benefits. You don't just simply buy a coffee, a soft drink, or a shoe. First and foremost, you buy fine coffee with the charm of a nostalgic coffee shop where writers are penning their next great work. You buy a drink that reawakens your inner desire for adventure and makes you rise above yourself. You buy a fashionable high-tech shoe that optimizes your fitness performance and brings you closer to your target. This know-how on consumers' buying behavior can be transferred to any sector, including the art market and the associated art store trade. For example, we occasionally find brick-and-mortar shops for artist supplies that offer all manner of things, from window colors to easels, plotter machines, beads, aerosol cans, and acrylic paint. They offer an assortment of product groups, but often provide no individual brand consulting or the associated brand experience. However, traditional art stores in particular often have only limited knowledge of new art applications and product innovations. This is particularly the case with urban products that come from the world of graffiti. Shop owners are then often faced with the task of providing buying advice without the necessary expertise on urban products and applications. As a result, the potential buyer lacks an individual purchase recommendation and leaves the shop without being reached on an emotional level and won as a customer. This shortcoming is also a loss for the stationary shop business. New target groups are neither addressed nor served. The young buyer base is absent, and as a result of the ever-growing online trade, the occasional items that are placed in traditional art stores just turn into shelf warmers at the end of the day. More and more art stores in the stationary retail sector are therefore being forced to sell their products online and downsize their stationary business. This is, however, a real missed opportunity for the stationary retail trade, because what is also only possible to a limited extent online is purchase advice and the shopping experience for the customer. It is precisely these two weak points that offer the strongest development potential for stationary retailing. The inclusion of urban brands in a shop business must radiate one thing above all else: urbanity and coolness as additional emotional benefits. The presentation of goods in a corresponding brand identity, also called corporate identity, is particularly important. Visitors to the shop must be visually attracted to the presentation of the goods, if they are looking for exactly this experience and this product group for their own self-realization. One pleasant side effect is that other shop visitors will also approach the urban sales area, because curiosity and inquisitiveness are part of people's basic drives. As a result, customers involved in a do-it-yourself project will suddenly find themselves standing in front of a shelf of spray cans, and others, who've been painting watercolors in the traditional style for years, will be delighted to try out ready-to-use watercolor pencils, because they too want one thing: the self-actualization to further develop their own art. Ideally, the point of sale is then, to a large extent, self-explanatory. thanks to clear guidance systems. Nonetheless, the product presentation should incorporate how to use videos as an additional orientation aid for shop visitors. The most important experience transfer, however, occurs directly during the customer consultation. It is the emotions and experiences experienced on site that lead to the perceived brand image and brand message. Well-trained and outgoing staff that actively approach shop visitors are therefore indispensable. They should also speak the language of the Urban brand and let the customer experience the refreshing emotion in their purchase advice, because this is also part of what the customer wants to buy. At the same time, knowledge transfer should not take a back seat. The trained personnel demonstrate the product in question at a tryout table and are happy to let customers test it themselves. The flyers and brochures on display are merely intended as giveaways. As well as the shop experience, the customer takes home a souvenir of the brand. The cash register is the last point of contact with the customer in the stationery shop business. Here, counter displays and revolving stands can trigger so-called spontaneous purchases. Here as well, the merchandise presentation should also be appealing, self-explanatory, and presented in the visual language of the brand. The customer must instantly see the cost benefit and have easy access to the goods. Once payment is concluded, free merchandising articles, depending on the purchase value, can round off the shopping experience. At this point, customers once again receive a piece of the experience that they can take home with them. It is plain to see. Shopping experiences and customer service are the most important factors when it comes to building brand loyalty and generating customer satisfaction. A customer you have reached on an emotional level and helped with his or her self-actualization is a satisfied customer. And they are the only ones who come back again.
This content was presented to you by Consume Solutions, Messe Frankfurt's hands-on digital platform, specifically for the retail sector. www.consume.solutions